Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by BlackRifleCoffee.com.
Hey!
Hi!
Wow. Oh, there we go.
Look at that.
In unison.
Hi,
Look
Drinking
at
Brothers.
That. The harmony is coming back.
Is it? As is it, Jared?
Yeah, you know, as I slowly gain my sanity.
Boy, are you or are you not?
I don't know.
I mean,
that's a good question.
Because I feel like you're not. Like I feel like you've slowly lost your mind and descended into madness from what I've seen on Instagram.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Is that madness though, or am I coming back to a form of myself that you guys don't know because you had met me after I kind of got off the fitness train and, you know, just went on the alcohol one and.
You're trying to live multiple lives. I like it.
Yeah, I mean, let me paint this picture for you. 6 weeks ago, you had a mohawk, and you had a beard. You were fat and fun and full of life. And then yesterday, you posted, I think it was an Instagram video that looked like it was an early '90s independent film. You guys were somewhere in Denver in the mountains, and some song that I've never heard you listen to.
We were in Colorado Springs. We were at the Garden of the Gods. You know,
That's so nice.
Garden of the Gods.
Yeah, it's very nice. It's a nice little hike for couples. They can go out there and blow each other. It's great.
I mean,
there was a lot of tourists. Like a lot of it got super uncomfortable. Like when we just left.
You don't say.
Yeah,
there's something out there called the Incline. In Colorado Springs,
that's Pikes Peak.
It's fucking great. Like it's like over 1,000 steps. You gain I forget exactly how much altitude, and it's all railroad ties. You just continue to walk.
A lot of people recommended to do it.
It's fun, dude. My wife and I used to go up there. My wife would like be pregnant. She'd be like.
Smoking
8 months
you.
Pregnant with like, oh yeah, she'd be thrashing me. And she went up there. And I had a knee injury, so she was carrying Nara on her back, and Nara's like, you know, 20-pound meatball. And she's carrying the kid, and I got nothing, and people are like, oh, nice work letting the wife carry that up there. And I'm just like, fuck you, man, I got an injury.
Yeah, but who volunteers to do the incline with a knee injury? Oh, you know what we should do today?
I was recovering. I wasn't quite ready to put weight on my back. I was just recovering.
Yeah. But at least you were there.
Yeah, exactly.
You were there. That's the thing, though, about having a super pregnant wife is like they always look at the husband like you should be doing something.
Yeah. Like what am I supposed to be doing right now? I can't do anything.
Well, you could fire Dave. He didn't even start our clock over there.
Oh,
and he's got fucking
God,
like
Dave.
Two buttons. That's his job is two buttons. Yeah. Record and the clock.
Jesus,
He's sitting at something that looks like he's flying a spaceship, and he literally has just two buttons, a green one and a red one. One for go, one for stop.
and it's already
fucked that up.
It's already fucked up. God damn it. Oh, God. I was sitting on the plane yesterday, Ross, and this old woman, fairly older woman, sat next to me, and she was telling me how she just came from Seattle, and she was like, oh, have you ever thought about visiting? I was like, yeah, actually, we were thinking about going up there and borrowing an Alaska Airlines jet and just trying some maneuvers. She was like, oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah.
No way.
Way over your head, lady. But the flight attendant was like, oh, my God, like started coughing and like covering her mouth.
That's the thing. Rest in peace, Bebo Russell, man.
Dude, that dude was a
R.I.P.
boss. That guy went out like a fucking cool dude, and he didn't hurt anybody else.
Nope.
Like, what a cool dude.
He went out like a hero. He went out like a fucking hero, dude.
He's like, you know, hey, I'm just going to try some acrobatics now. Now, the funny thing was, is Ross called me that night, and I had no clue that it was real.
Because I was listening to it live, and I was like, hey, Jared, is this possible?
He's like, what the fuck?
Because I'm listening to it live, and I was like, is any of this what he's saying possible? And you're like, no, it's not.
I said you could do it. I mean, you just have to have altitude if you're going to. But when I found out that he was in the prop version, like you definitely could do a barrel roll in that one.
I don't know. You think so?
I mean, well, the thing about a barrel roll is certain planes cannot pull over 2 G's because their wings will just fucking fold. So as long as you can maintain just a steady 1G roll, you're fine. Hmm. Like, so, and you just need the altitude, because when you, when you're coming back down in the roll and your wings are sideways, you start slicing. So you're just coming. So you just need decent. I mean, there was a guy that did a barrel roll in a 737.
Yeah,
in
yeah.
The early,
yeah.
Or late 1980s.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. Yeah. He just did lots of altitude, super slow roll, and boom.
Boom. Nailed
yeah.
it.
Yeah, nailed it.
If you could pull that off, though, let's face it, you deserve more than a bust or a statue outside of some place. You deserve something more and bigger in this life. I did say, by the way, a drinking bro is actually friends with him and wrote into the page. Did you see that?
No kidding.
Yes. So hashtag Fire Dave, one of the one things he does right is he puts video clips up on the show to remind people that we are a video show. And in this clip, that is currently on Drinking Bros podcast page on Facebook, they said, hey, I'm friends with him and his wife, and there's like a GoFundMe for the guy's funeral, I guess. But they said he was an awesome fucking dude in real life.
What I'm torn between two routes here. I mean, I almost think, like, number one, he should have attempted to land it, and if he did land it and live, you know,
You never know. Like,
get
I'm thinking,
a book deal.
I'm thinking, like, the guy might have been diagnosed with, like, a terminal illness.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Because why do you go out like that unless you're like, you know what, man?
I'm not going to play the
the game of sitting in a hospital bed. That's kind of where, I think that's my daydream, maybe, though.
Yeah.
Like, I'm hoping that he's just like, you know what?
They come back.
I'm not going to hurt anybody, but I'm going to go out having
really
fun.
Cool. Yeah.
I think.
What do you think?
Me personally, man, I think that that minimum wage fucking life, dude, eats at you, and some people snap, man.
Yeah. Well, what do you think? What do you think now on the entertainment side? Do you think people are going to try and turn this into a movie or something?
A lot of people have asked. They're like, dude, can you guys please just make this movie and have Jared be Bebo? Because let's face it, you guys are same height, body weight, hair color, age. Like, it's real goddamn close. When you're clean, shaven, you look like him in pictures.
Oh, man. Why don't we just make the movie then, you know?
I wish.
I don't think we probably couldn't get the movie rights to it.
No, not
we
at
could,
all.
We could easily get Bebo's life rights.
Yeah, maybe.
That's what I'm curious about right now is, do you think there's a bunch of there's a bid war going on for his life rights right now?
Not currently. There's a site that I check for it, and it's they said no right now, because I was interested in that as well.
Like, I mean, it's going to be hard to make an hour and a half film out of that, like, that people actually want to watch.
They did it with Sully. I mean,
yeah,
what's the difference? He landed, big fucking deal. I want to see the guy that doesn't land.
The thing with Sully was, you had that giant carrying on court case afterwards. You know, that's where your entertainment really was. It wasn't in the actual act of it. It was the fact that, you know, the airlines and people were trying to pin it on him, you know, as being negligent.
Huh. Right.
That's an interesting spin. I saved everybody's life. I landed it.
Did you see the
movie?
You're
going to be negligent. No.
Because here was the airline's argument, and the expert's argument is they put like 100 and some odd pilots in the simulator and ran that simulation. And every simulation, all the other pilots were able to make it back to LaGuardia and land.
Oh, wow.
Well, what Tom Hanks is, you know, what Sully pointed out when they finally, so the prosecution is running on this on the sole purpose of all these pilots were able to do it. And finally, when they put him on the stand, they're like, what do you have to say with all these pilots? He's like, all these pilots know going into this
what's going to happen. Yeah.
And the second that you lost your final engine, they turn and banked LaGuardia to land. He goes, we didn't know we lost that engine for another 45 seconds. So he says, put them in there and make them delay a decision for a minute and a minute and 5 seconds, and then tell me what you're going to do. And every pilot that they put through that, once they had that handicap, were like, no, there's no way we're making it. He's like, yeah, we were up there arguing, going, okay, what the fuck do we do? Because we don't know all that's happened yet. It's not just a, oh, okay, engine's out, we're turning.
Yeah, that's just kind of a standard of like armchair quarterbacking, right? So that's just like armchair piloting. Yeah. Like, oh, I would have been able to do that. Yeah, sure you would.
Yeah.
Sure you would. Yeah. All day long, bud.
But still, yeah. Not losing a single person and landing the plane in the river.
Legit. Like, super legit. Now, if he would have been like, hey, I think I'm going to land this plane in the river today, folks. You know, hold on. I think it's going to be a good time. We got rafts. Don't worry. Now, that would have been negligent.
If he was
yeah,
like a 40%, yeah. You know, 40% survivability rate, it was like, hey, you made it, you've done good. But no, 100% survivability.
100%. And those people are going to walk around for the rest of their lives with an epic story.
Yeah.
I was
I was on the plane. Yeah, I'll take a Sully at the bar. It's just a little Grey Goose and water.
Yeah, it's like Jared's dream to have a vodka drink named
oh
after him.
Oh my god, that would be amazing.
Are you still drinking though, Jared?
No, I haven't. I haven't drinking vodka since Idaho.
Well, he almost died of alcohol poisoning, and for some reason his body's rejecting it now. I don't know why. But
wait, yeah, when did you almost die of alcohol poisoning?
Probably in Idaho.
Yeah.
Did you go to the hospital?
No. I mean, you know, I just laid in the back of the truck for a couple of days.
Yeah, he had to dry out.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
That Idaho trip was absolutely, that was a lot of fun, man.
Yes, it was.
We had a great time.
It was really good. You missed a good time.
Yeah.
Every time you guys go up there, I'm jealous, man. It looks like the most beautiful fucking state in America.
I believe it is.
I'm sold. Now that Evan has got me up there twice, I'm now like, this is a really cool place. Although Colorado's pretty cool too. I'm pretty
Colorado. Because I've lived in both states, and
you were North Denver, like you were Boulder.
No, because the course that I taught was south of Colorado Springs, so everybody lived in Colorado Springs, and there's so many people in the Springs, and then Colorado has just seen this surge of population based on the legalization of marijuana, or one of the reasons. You've got this super weird group of people of, like, you know,
that's
older,
a lot of the complaints that while we were there,
older did. Coloradans, you know, that are from the state, and then you have an influx of, you've got good, you know, obviously you're always going to have good and bad, and then you've got the good and the bad.
They said they have a ton of, like, just welfare single moms with 9 kids, like, all just flock to the state and get on, you know, state aid and government aid. But
no,
I need my weed, but I also need my.
That's not true though, because you know what? Socialism is supposed to be good for everybody, Jared.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah,
you know. It's
they're absolutely right.
Yeah.
You know, I saw them interview that guy today, or he had his first hearing that's been defacing the Trump star, tried to pull it up.
Right.
And like his comments afterwards, it's really stupid. It's like,
me no likey star.
I felt what I did was right and just, and I don't feel that I should be punished for it. And it's just like, no, you committed vandalism. That vandalism is illegal. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what your opinion or reasoning is behind it. Like, you committed a crime.
That's true.
But Californians think differently, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's
mob rule.
It's a mob rule mentality is what it is. And this might be a Drinking Bros first. My wife is in contractions right now and about to go into labor. I'm looking at her off screen here. Can you guys talk amongst yourselves while I talk to her real quick to see if I have to get out of here?
Oh, God. Ross, you know how I feel about that stupid kid.
Hang on. she's coming in now, actually.
Oh, no. Here we go.
Jesse, how close are you? I'm going to see if I can get her on the microphone.
Yeah, just get her on the mic.
Come here.
Just get her.
Yeah. I there's this going on, but how are you?
Clicking. Yeah. Get over
clicking.
It.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Uh-oh.
Wait, talking to the mic here.
Okay, who are you talking to?
Evan and Jared. We're live on air. You're in contractions, right?
Oh, yeah. The dream team.
Yeah.
Oh, you know it.
Can
you know it, baby.
Can you plug in your microphone? If we can get you live on air to describe this, God, I'm the worst husband of all time, but this is really fucking rad.
Yeah, Ross.
This is kind of awesome, Jesse.
Yeah.
This is so
Yeah,
awesome.
This is great. If she can get that on over there, you
yeah.
know.
Yeah, well, she's working through it right now to get it on. If she can come on air, God, this would be great.
All right, so Jesse's in, huh?
Jesse's on.
I'm here. One clap, Jared.
One clap, Jared. Thank you, Jared.
Yeah, one clap.
Only because you're about to give birth. So
only today.
We wanted to mic you up. This is terrible. And just tell me if I'm being a terrible husband. But you're mic'd.
Do you care?
I do care.
Do you care?
I do
care. What if I told you you were?
No, he doesn't care. He only cares for the entertainment. Jess, come on.
Exactly.
We all know Ross. It's all about them ratings. That's why we call him Ratings Ross.
How can we not, though, have a woman who's about to give birth live on the show, especially my wife?
Right.
Like, for real. There's not many. What other podcast is going to give you live sex and then a live birth on the air?
I mean,
so it's a first full circle moment is what
it is,
Jesse.
We've gone full circle on this one. It's the circle of life here.
Yeah.
Describe what you're going through right now. I'm genuinely curious. I know. I'm
People
sorry.
People have babies every day.
But
it's
not
like
live
not
on
a
it.
Fucking big.
Not on a, not
what
on a show.
What am I feeling?
You're sweating
are
right
you
now
feeling,
a lot.
Are you feeling any hatred towards your husband?
Yeah. Listen, more than normal?
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to go more than normal because
I
know how
yeah.
I know how genuinely unhappy you are. So, I mean, let's just go to an abnormal, you know, level.
Here's what's weird. Right. Like, I'm kind of liking you more, which never happens.
Hell yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Where I'm
I
like,
think
hey,
it's because
Jared,
I'm losing weight. It's because I'm losing weight. That's it.
I know. Yeah. My gosh, you are getting. Now, it's not just camera angles and lighting, right?
No.
Are you really?
A little bit of Photoshop in there. Yeah, for sure.
Right, Evan. Like, that camera's really high above your head. Like, it is almost on the ceiling, some of those pictures. And I love it. I do the same thing, but I'm not going to claim I'm losing weight. But I think you actually are, which is great.
That would be hard at this point, too, to say, hey, guys, I'm losing weight. I don't know if that's a good idea.
Yeah. Listen, I'm trying to work on my figure. Around month 7, I tried to lose a lot of weight.
I'm going to go ahead and plug into the Atkins diet for the baby, you know? Like, start looking good.
Sure. Then
hashtag
he's good
vegan
enough.
Cat.
Exactly.
So Jesse, like for the audience, and this is fucking real, by the way, you're sweating real bad now.
I'm
like,
sweating, yeah.
Pull the plug and tell me we've got to get off the air. We have to get off the air.
Oh, I will soon. I'm just saying hi for a second. But.
Sure. No, this is good. We got another 40 minutes, Jess. You got
oh,
it.
Oh, my God.
Come
you
on.
Got it in you.
You got it in you, Jesse.
Listen.
You were in
Come on,
labor.
Where's
she was in labor 26 hours for the last birth.
Right.
This one, you're on what, hour 2, you said? Like, now
God.
This is like.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
How but, I got to ask this. How do you voluntarily let that man inside you?
That is a good question.
Whoa. Now, this is a huge discussion. And I don't know if 40 minutes is going to be enough.
I mean, did you just like get past 30 and you're like, oh, I'm still single, fuck it.
It was part of it for sure. I was definitely right. Like,
yep.
It was getting late, yeah, in life. I had
musical chairs. You know, you see that last chair and you're like, well, if I don't take it, I'll be sitting on the floor. So
it was definitely a little bit of that for sure. But then, you know, whatever. Now it's
You've settled in. You've settled into the skin now.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she's
I'm
all settled in.
Settled now in. She's like... About to have baby 2, well past 30. So here we go. Here we go.
Oh,
so is this the last one, you guys?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
It's
just a quick twofer. You guys are just going for the quick twofer?
I think so. I think
you don't think.
Go ahead.
You'll get in like a big fight in your 40s and you'll think another kid will solve it. And then,
oh,
you know,
no.
I don't think so. If we get divorced and I, you know, find another daddy, then
like
maybe
another daddy.
Oh, you should tell them, inform them of your theory of Tombstone daddies. So Tombstone was on the other night. Tell them
the movie Tombstone.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just full of daddies.
Yeah, daddies.
What the fuck does that even mean?
Exactly. That's what I asked.
You know, like an older guy.
Does she call
daddy.
You daddy, Ross?
No, she
he's
doesn't.
Not,
because
he's
it,
not a daddy.
That's so
it's
got
to be an older man. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? And then I said to this, I go, all right, let's go down the cast. Kurt Russell.
Daddy. Yeah. Hello, daddy. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, God.
Sam Elliott.
Sam Elliott. Oh, yeah. Grandpa, yeah. But like grandpa. Oh, yeah. God.
Is that, do you go straight to doggy with Sam Elliott or what?
No, you need that mustache somewhere
in the
front.
Okay.
You need it somewhere in the front. You need to see it. You need to feel it. You need to smell it.
Finally getting my revenge after years.
Yeah, I like how you said you have to smell it, because that's true. There's a lot of smells in a mustache, depending upon the manner who's wearing it. Yeah. Like a mustache on Jared, for example, has got to smell like Quiznos and
and hot dog water.
Yeah.
I haven't had a hot dog or McDonald's in like 38 days.
Who
I know.
38 days. He got his chip.
Is it the girl that's yeah. making you do it? Kind of not making you, but like that's
no,
what
no,
you...
no, 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 no. Yeah. Not making me, but definitely.
No, of course, no one can make you do anything. You're a man, but
exactly.
But like, you know, kind of.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. She's on the you. Oh, she when we first right after we first met, she was like, "Where are you right now?" I was like, "I'm in a drive-thru." She's like, "You're such a disgusting dirtbag."
Ah.
I was like,
"Okay,
there it is.
Okay, yeah. All right, all right. No more.
But
does
it make you kind of want to like break the rules a little bit socially?
No, not at all.
Call your name.
I feel a lot better.
She'll probably get mad at him if he breaks the rules. So he's just afraid to break the rules.
Well, Jared, you sound like a ton of fun now, bud.
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna have to go because I feel like a big ball coming down.
You were really sweating.
I love you guys. I do.
Oh, we wish you the best.
Am I allowed to take a picture of you now? Because you're really sweating right now.
Oh my God.
A disgusting Ross, clone. Yeah.
You're
I'm
joking.
I'm not gonna let him see. Did you see any? Did you two see your wives' crowning and shit?
Yeah.
Really?
I've seen that shit a lot. Yeah.
Dude, I was there in the tub. We did the tub water break.
Oh,
the whole thing.
Boy.
No. Yeah, I was in there. Got my hands dirty.
I don't like it.
Got my hands dirty.
I was sleeping.
You were sleeping, of course you were.
Ask Evan, by the way, what they told you the last time for the water birth about what the gentlemen do.
Oh, they were like, the nurse was like, just so you know, if the husbands are gonna get in the tub, make sure to wear a swimsuit. And she's like, if I tell you that, that means that someone's gotten in naked before. Were you naked, Evan?
No, I'm not a fucking weirdo.
Yeah, I'm not a fucking
nurse.
Idiot.
There's
right?
a nurse there.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God.
I'm like,
this
could
is
you
like,
imagine that guy that was just like, yep, let's do it. And just like,
let me just get my dick out because I want blood and placenta.
Let me have that on your
there.
Back.
Like, oh,
like,
dude,
while
you're getting an infection.
What if you get an erection?
Oh,
even worse.
No.
Oh, I had this raging hard on in the tub with my wife.
Sorry, I was looking at your tits, babe.
Oh my God, they're bulging. They're huge.
No.
This thing is hot. You're screaming like you want something in you.
Yeah, good. Like, and then you actually try after the kid's out.
Well, that's what I told my wife. My wife was like, she was in the middle of it. And I was like, is it super inappropriate for me to want anal right now? Or is this?
Oh my God. But that'll help you push.
Evidently,
you're just like, get away.
It was.
Oh
and
God.
The nurse did not disagree with my wife when she said this is inappropriate. So,
so everyone was
self.
In agreement. Gotcha.
Note
gotcha.
To self: all the women in the room were just party poopers.
You know, yeah, I think there's somebody that would have said yes on that one.
Oh, yeah. There's got to be. There's got to be.
Yeah, I'm sure, Jared. We could dig someone up who would definitely be willing to do anal during a childbirth, right?
Listen, here's
now the funniest part to that would be if they went full, like the full thing, like where they had to get pregnant and then wait until they were delivering and then had to do anal during a water birth while delivering.
That's a that is a long wait for some that type of sexual experience. That is a 9 month wait. Because if you miss it, if you miss that window, then you got to start all over again.
There's a gestation period to sexual craving.
Yeah, there's also like a. Like a line of like, is this okay to even do?
If I've learned nothing from X Video and Sick Flicks, it's that there is somebody that is into everything.
Well, everything we know where your go-to porn site is.
What's Sick Flicks? I've never heard
X Video and Sick Flicks. Oh, look, she's browsing without you, bro. Yeah.
Sick Flicks. What am I gonna browse with him?
Yeah.
No.
Why wouldn't you?
No.
I think
This is inappropriate to talk about.
I really hope the Sick Flicks only comes out when she's taking a big dump.
Sick Flicks. God. Is that like
what is Sick Flicks, by the way? What is that?
That's when things get really weird.
Okay. Yeah.
Is that like lobster tube? Have you heard of the lobster tube challenge?
No.
Yeah, so they're saying like it's a 4chan thing. Like it's you have to masturbate to one video from every category on LobsterTube.
Wow.
And how like actually weird does it get? For example,
scat porn?
It gets very it goes deeper than that. You could go Arab scat porn.
Wow.
No.
Yeah. Or Chinese or Asian. Like, okay. Like it gets very specific, yeah. like Asian trans anal only to mouth.
Wow. Wow. Gotcha. Wow. Gotcha. Wow. I would say with scat porn, it would probably be worst out of China.
For sure.
There's so many spices, right?
Yes, yes.
Or in India.
But they have small stomachs. They don't eat a lot. You're not going to have like a giant German dump. You know?
But they have that gutter oil where they make their cooking oil from the gutter. Have you seen this?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they actually make their cooking oil from the sewer.
Yep.
So they boil down all this like sewage to take out the oil and then they cook their food in it. It's fucking disgusting.
I've recently learned about the Slovakian traffic cone. Have you heard of this one?
No.
It appears to be some type of traffic cone.
So
in Slovakia.
The Slovakian traffic cone is the act of stuffing the small end of a regulation orange traffic cone into the anus of your sexual partner and then jizzing, puking, pissing, and shitting into the traffic cone. Then you take a plunger and force the concoction through the traffic cone into the girl's intestines, and then she takes a large dose of laxatives and shits out the concoction onto your chest while wearing the cone as a hat.
Now we're talking. Now we're talking.
That's the,
the
winner.
This is what I'm down for.
Yeah, this is what she came for. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Because when you first said cone, I thought, yeah, of course.
Yeah, anybody could take a parking cone. But,
and a lot of people do.
Yeah.
But... gosh,
man, that's so detailed.
It is. I mean, I'll tell you what, Urban Dictionary, it has anything and everything that you could ever want.
You know, I use Urban Dictionary a lot for writing. I find that the Urban Dictionary is actually better than the real one, because that's where you're finding out what people are really talking about on these streets.
Yeah. I mean, nobody.
Right.
I mean, what real difference is the real dictionary and the Urban Dictionary? I mean, we all made them all up anyway.
Exactly. For the new book, I had to come up with a bunch of words for the word taint. And I went straight to Urban Dictionary. Scrotum coaster was one that I ended up using.
Oh, wow.
Gerbil catwalk was another one that I really, really liked.
Wow. Interesting. One.
Yeah.
It is kind of a catwalk if you're not using a gerbil infiltration tube.
Exactly. And when I was thinking about it, I was like, man, congratulations, Urban Dictionary. Thanks for putting this in one tidy place that I can just go and look up every phrase I could have possibly thought of for taint. So I feel good about that. How do you feel? Contraction-wise, where are you at right now?
I'm good right now. Okay. I'm in the middle of one. I think my cue is when you start talking about yourself and
sure.
your book.
You
so
bet.
I'm going to go.
You bet.
But I'm just joking.
I mean, we can go back to you, Jesse. I mean, yeah. Honestly, that was where all the gold was.
All, yeah. the gold. All the gold.
He started to
I was getting
talk
off
about
track.
Himself, and Evan fell asleep.
Yeah.
Well, all of the things. All of the things. No, you're
I was getting off track. I
you're,
was
you're sweating
to talk
a lot.
About,
yeah, you good?
Scat porn and stuff, and you don't want to get me on that. So,
we do.
We do.
Yeah. How did you find out about scat porn, by the way? We had this discussion the other day.
My mind. And then, no, I'm just joking. No, scat porn's a long, that's the longest tradition, I think, of gross shit, right?
Yeah, yeah. It definitely is.
That was like, the one that was like back in the day where it's like, oh my God. Fuck.
Oh, they're pooping on each other.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Like when you go through the porn, when you're navigating through and you go down that rabbit hole. Once, like when you're younger, whatever. Once you get to Whoa. That, once you get to that poop stuff, it's like, oh man, I've gotten to the fucking end. This is crazy, and I can't do it.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, have you ever gotten off to it then?
No, that shit.
You know that there is almost an equal, I would say, across the board, split of girls that refuse to watch porn to girls that will watch porn.
Really?
Or are yeah. they lying? Like
yes.
I mean, they yep. could be lying, but I mean, that's one of my like query items when I'm dating. Like, yeah, do you watch porn?
Yeah.
No, boring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you gotta.
It's kind of a no-brainer. This I don't trust anybody who doesn't. I also don't trust anybody yeah, who's no. a virgin at this age. There was.
Oh God.
No.
There was a guy
You're
the other
just,
night
that's
though.
Unnatural.
Yeah.
That's
there was a guy in The Bachelorette the other night that when Jesse was watching it, and the guy's 27 years old, and then he says, "I'm a virgin."
Something's wrong.
Something's fucked up. Like.
Something's wrong with you.
Yeah, you're a weirdo, dude.
Yeah, 27. That's way too
Get
late.
Get the fuck
game.
Out of here.
What do you think the latest is? Like, what would be your like your
21.
Safest late
you
bet?
You should never go past 21.
I like that.
I'm with you on that one. I'm with you on that one.
Round
because
number.
That's a good age.
If you spend the year that you're 21 doing heavy drinking and you haven't fucked some gutter slam pig from the bar, like
something's yeah. wrong with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For
yeah,
sure.
Obviously. Mm-hmm. You have no fucking maternal instinct. You have no.
Or you're super into porn and you've already gotten to the point where you're like.
Bored with life?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like real yeah. pussy.
No,
isn't
there's
good
no
enough.
Way. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, not if you. Maybe if you've had a bunch and then you quit and. But like if you've never had one, like, you don't know what you're missing.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll give you a minute, Jared.
There's
I'll
nothing,
give you a minute, buddy.
Nothing more fine Ooh. Than a good wet one on a nice Friday night. You know what
sure,
I'm saying?
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
I was in your thousand-yard exactly stare on that conversation, Jared.
Yeah. We were just going to let you, yeah.
Yeah,
go.
Reminisce and go back. Let yeah. me ask you this. Since you guys were overseas a lot, was there guys that just hadn't, or they came into the military at virgins and they just hadn't lost their virginity?
No, not really.
Not really. Yeah. I mean, I was much older too, by the time that we went to on deployments. So everybody was like in their 20s. We yeah. didn't have anybody in their teens.
The one thing that is completely laughable though, is the fact that like they try to tell us going over there, you're not allowed to have porn because we respect their culture. Yeah. It's like, fuck their culture. There's a reason why we're over here trying to unfuck their stupid civilization. So why do we care?
Really?
If Yeah, dude,
exactly.
it's really stupid.
Oh yeah, you couldn't have pornography.
Oh,
you couldn't
God, it's
drink.
So dumb.
You couldn't do any of these things. It's just like, oh my God.
So if people sent it in from you know the States, like family members or friends or whatever, would they take it from you? Would
confiscate
they?
It? Yeah, confiscate it.
No way.
Yeah, some people got super weird. Like, I mean, I never had it because obviously, like, I was always bouncing around and like kept to myself. So like, yeah, you got a hard drive full of it. Yeah. But like there were some units where like they were forcing people to review hard drives and like and finding, you know, like sending them home because they found a stash of mags or something like that. It's like, get the fuck out of here.
Holy yeah. shit.
Like you wonder why everybody's miserable on deployment because it's like they don't let you cohabitate
crazy.
Or be in another yeah. person of the opposite sex room. You can't drink and you're supposedly not supposed to fucking watch porn or masturbate
right.
either. So you have a bunch of miserable cunts walking around fucking mm-hmm. overseas.
Okay, so
shit.
So then serious question. Since there is females in the military now, they're not serving next to you or in the same tents or how does that work?
Well, I don't know. You know, they've integrated women into combat arms, but that's, I think they've still have separate accommodations, I guess.
Yeah, for, they kind of do. But I mean, it's no different than like, I mean, I shared a shipping container with my buddy, and he had a MP over every night, and I just, right, you know, was 10 feet away from him listening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
listening,
I was
masturbating.
Yeah, exactly. They'd sometimes talk to me during, right? Like, it was fun.
Right.
Like, yeah. It's like, oh, yeah.
He expects it, right? He expects that you're going to be jacking off next to him.
Oh, yeah. If I'm going to bang somebody next to my buddy, like, you better. I hope you're a little turned on. Come on.
Yeah, that's a you're welcome situation. That's a like, this is for you and
now
me,
the problem
buddy.
Is, though, is when your buddy like tries to like slide in uninvited.
Sure.
You never go uninvited, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I had a team leader that God rest his soul. He was a fucking great guy and a war machine. But I used to unscrew this little grate to his door. And it was just this tiny little fucking grate, and he didn't assume anybody could get through there, but I could. And I used to put these fucking like 3-foot summer sausages in his bed. And
I love it.
And
already.
He had this like collage of pornography on his wall. And we had like a 5-foot stack of fucking porn mags in the bathroom. And I was going through one time, and I found this fucking picture of a tranny. It was like a centerfold, and I unscrewed his grate, snuck in there, of course put a summer sausage in his bed,
right,
and then also put the tranny right in the center of the collage. It took 3 weeks for him. He didn't actually discover it. We were in his room drinking with another commander, so that tells you how well we actually abided by
rules.
General order number one, which is do not drink.
And,
the commander, the company commander at the time, like, took a swig of whiskey and looked up at his wall and spit his whiskey across the fucking room and was like, what in the fuck?
Because I will say, for anyone, a tranny centerfold is jarring.
Oof.
It's a jarring image.
And she was packing heat too, man.
Sure.
It was great.
A lot of them do, you know?
Right?
Yeah. So I've heard.
Yeah.
Of course.
Well, then my masseuse has got a fucking
rager.
Yeah. It's weird because she always makes me serve as her when we're done.
You want to get a little taste of this? Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
So there's light at the end of the tunnel, though, Jesse. I mean, this is your last one with Ross.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
When you transition to another family, you know, when you combine families with another man, like, that's the cool thing, right?
Yeah. I'm looking forward to that for sure. Like, getting them to a point where, like, they're kind of good and, like, I can't really fuck them up with the like blended family situation.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. And then just,
She went into a deep story the other day about just joining up with Kurt Russell on the ranch.
Cause Goldie Hawn has to die, right? At some point. I think she'll probably die before him. And then, hello, daddy. Yeah. What can I do for you?
Oh God.
What?
I've just got this picture burned into my mind of Kurt Russell and Jesse right now on a horse ranch.
It's beautiful.
It kind of works.
So happy.
I know.
Right?
We're just partying
and like.
She's just looking at him constantly
on
with
that
like
ranch.
This smirk.
The weird part about it is I do too. And like, I get it. Like, so if you did leave me for Kurt Russell, I'd be
she's
like,
always walking like she's been riding a horse all day.
Oh, God damn it, Jared.
He's got to, right? He has to.
You think he's slanging? You think Russell's slanging an Ocho down there?
Yeah, I mean, he's a shorter guy, and he definitely is. He has the face of a guy who's like, and the confidence of a man that's just like,
skin that smoke wagon.
This episode needs to be called Trannies and Pregnant Bitches.
Seriously, what is going on? I've been here too long. I think I'm going to let you guys get back to it.
I don't think you've been here long enough, Jesse.
No. I think we're ready to get into when you lost your virginity.
When I lost my virginity.
Yeah.
Oh, wasn't How old were you? It wasn't good.
14?
No, man.
No, that's too young.
No,
Jesus,
man.
Jared, that's way too young.
Jesus, 15.
When you come from a good home, you come from a good home. Like your parents are good people too, so I would imagine that.
Yeah.
16, 17.
I was 16, yeah.
16. Okay, that's a normal age, I would say, right?
I don't know.
Normal.
Evan, yeah. You have daughters. I think it's a little bit young. But, you know, whatever.
Yeah, Jared's got daughters, like, too. I like how you always forget that Jared's got kids.
So does he.
So does he.
That's so awesome.
I'm just joking, man.
No, you guys all have daughters. So is 16, yeah, is that too young or too old? Well, let me ask you guys this. We'll throw it back to you.
It's always going to be too young for them.
Well, the thing was, is I've got friends that tell me that they, girls, all girls are like, oh, 12, 12, 13.
Oh,
I'm like,
no.
What?
No.
Are you
little
kidding?
Girls, man.
No
that's
way,
right.
Dude.
That's way too young. That's what, sixth grade?
Fuck yeah.
No,
yeah, like seventh, eighth. But
maybe
still,
in
like,
Gummo.
Yeah, I remember. Well, I mean, I remember when I was in seventh grade, there was like a clique of.
Yeah,
of
I guess,
people
huh?
in my class that were all banging
each right.
other.
You're right. Seventh grade was when I remember, and I remember being like, holy shit, I'm in seventh grade. Is this really happening in seventh grade? You're right, Jared.
Shit,
yeah.
And
right.
you knew exactly who, too. Like, I mean, it was like, dude, I heard Katie and Hoban had sex this weekend. You're like, oh my God.
You're right.
Date her.
No, you're right.
I can picture them in my mind. I can picture the first couple in seventh grade that I remember allegedly having sex.
If you saw them now, though, they would look
and
like
everybody knew, though.
Babies. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody knew the day it happened.
It was shocking. In seventh grade.
Yeah.
Like, I was no shit, probably still like playing with G.I. Joes. Like I was like,
I mean, I was
Yeah. Yeah, I was not ready for that at all.
No,
like, there was
no
way I could afford that form of
it. It was
like,
completely foreign.
Intellectual responsibility in seventh grade.
I made out for the first time with a girl in seventh grade.
Oh, yeah, like kissing a girl in seventh grade.
Like, well, I wouldn't even call it making out. It was like a tongue kiss. Yeah. Very short, to Sarah McLachlan's Building a Mystery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes! I forgot! Me and Jared are 90s brother and sister. Oh my God, that's perfect.
Her name was Sarah Gagne. I've lost her since then. I can't find her on Facebook or anything.
Really?
It's spelled Gagne, G-A-G-N-E.
Yeah, yeah.
If anybody knows Sarah Gagne, that was the first girl I ever made out with. Tell her to hit me up.
I think my high school girlfriend is dead now that you bring that up. I know that's a weird thing to talk about like minutes away. But her name is Lauren Baker, and she disappeared after like maybe 3 or 4 years after high school. And I don't know. No one's had an answer for me whether she's dead or not. Lauren Baker from Alpharetta, Georgia. Let me know if she's alive.
Yeah, please. Yeah.
Sarah
Gagne
from Silverdale, Washington.
Oh, wow.
I don't know where she
is.
Yeah, both you guys need. That's all you need is girls reaching out from fucking high school.
I mean, I would like to say hi. Like, I kind of just want to see what she looks like now.
Right.
Like,
well, you're single.
Sure, I'm sure you'd be impressed.
No, I'm not. I am not.
Whoa, yeah, whoa.
They're going steady. She's
clearly
she's
not
his Art
single.
15 letter jacket.
Yeah.
It's fucking disgusting.
She has been pinned. She's got, like. You see the Instagram.
I do. But that's you're what, 26 days probably into this relationship? That's a pretty short amount of time, Jared.
No. We're in the 40s, maybe.
Wow.
Wow.
Time flies.
It really does, doesn't it?
Time flies. when you're in God's kitchen in Denver. What was the name of that place? God's Garden?
Garden of the Gods.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I mean, but I mean, she like that. It took a month before it was finally like, okay, I guess we're doing it.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, she's cute.
I mean, that's how you're supposed to date, right? I think I'm doing this one right.
No, I think you are. Yeah, and she's cute. She looks normal.
And very. And by the way, since Jared wasn't on the last episode, you can now thank Jared for his trip to God's Green Gardens in Denver for all your baby gifts that Caitlin sent.
Oh my gosh, thank you, Jared.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. I pick out good gifts.
Yeah.
I was like, shit, you said that on air? Like, dang. But
what?
Oh, what, no, that Caitlin sent me a bunch of stuff on your credit card.
Why is that weird, though? I mean,
it's not at all.
She keeps up with that stuff, you know, to maintain good friendly relationships with all of us.
No, it was honestly like the nicest thing of all time.
She's the best gift buyer too.
She really is
the best. Like for real, that was the nicest thing we've received. Like, congratulations. Seriously.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
You guys haven't received my gift yet, though, have you?
No, we haven't, Evan.
That's because I don't do things like that.
Exactly. I don't either. Yeah. But yeah.
That's why Caitlin gets the praise.
Actually, she does do things. I did receive your gift. It was 4 K-Cup boxes from the Coffee Club of the Month on BlackRifleCoffee.com.
Thank you, that's right. Evan.
That comes on the same date of every single month. They never miss a shipment. And you can use the promo code DRINKINBROS for 20% off.
Dude, I love the Coffee Club.
I did too. Yeah. But it literally did come yesterday. And Jesse, by the way, said, fuck it, Evan. And she started drinking coffee because for the audience, she's five days past, mm-hmm. but you're not supposed to drink when you're pregnant.
Yeah, you can have some coffee. Come on.
Yeah, you can have some coffee.
So you had coffee yesterday.
You're just not supposed to abort it in this time frame, right?
I don't think you're supposed to. That's where the window that's where you run into some problems.
Yeah, that's where people get a little mad and hold up signs and stuff.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh my God, can you imagine?
That's about right.
They're outside the offices just waiting for you guys. Third trimester abortions. Oh God.
Oh boy.
You just decided at 9 months you were like, I'm good. I think I made a mistake.
Yeah.
Well, that's basically what I want them to do. Yeah. Get it out.
I'm nervous. I'm nervous for this to happen because I just want to make sure it's the same color. Like if it's a black baby that shoots out, then I've got some problems.
Is that really a deal breaker though? Or is that really a deal breaker? Or is it?
Yeah. I mean, you like sports, right?
Is it more funny for you to pretend to all your friends that you believe that it's your child? Like, and just trying. I mean,
oh,
I can see
and just
Evan
like
trying
act
to do
like
that.
Nothing's like, wrong.
If Evan had a mixed baby, he would seriously just play it out that he thought no. It's just, you know, they get a little tanner sometimes when you mix two really white people together.
Hey, we had some recessive genes.
They're Italian.
23 and me. Yeah.
There is an astounding statistic out there. If you look up the hey Dave, look up. Mothers or fathers raising children that aren't theirs. I read this statistic probably 10 years ago, and I forget
it's
exactly.
Huge.
No, it's like 8%.
Yeah.
It's fucking massive.
Oh,
and
really?
Yeah.
There is this great story, and there was this great story about.
Oh, what percentage of fathers are not the real fathers?
Yeah.
There we go.
Oh, 4%. Yeah, 4%. So. You know, one in
25 dads are not the real father.
Oh my gosh.
So in all your friends, like this is, I love thinking
of this. You can count
this
up.
Yeah, I love just looking at all my friends and just going, oh, that's not yours.
It's true. We were at a pool party, a birthday party, 2 months ago, and this super white couple had this black child, and both of us were like, is he just going to pretend that that's his? Like, and just play this off the whole time?
Black or dark?
Yeah, it was a tough one. Because you were saying Blake Griffin-ish.
Yes.
A lot of freckles, but it was a way darker shade. This guy was like an albino. And he looked like he was saying, fuck it, and just going for it. And I saw him getting hamburgers later on. And I said, hey, man, how long have you and your wife been together? How many kids do you have? And he told me the exact amount that they were with. And I was like, holy shit, he's going with it.
Okay.
So Evan's correct in this.
Yeah, that's a thing.
It's a thing, and more importantly, I always like to accuse my wife of I like to talk to her in the context of like, well, I mean, when Spencer comes back to reclaim his child, you know, this will be an interesting time. You know, I mean, that's the behavior in that 4 year old is definitely not from me.
Oh, my two, they are obsessed with hot dogs and.
Yeah, they're unmistakably yours.
Yeah, they get in helicopters and motorcycles and shit already. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
They're definitely your children. Like, there's no doubt to that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And with that, we'll get to the drinking bro of the week.
Whoa.
Hey, guys.
Okay. Yeah.
Really already? Isn't that great when it's just like done?
Yeah. You're like, oh, Jesse. God, there's my girl. I was just about to give it to you, too.
Ross, please, no balls if you don't paper bag a bunch of 9% IPAs while she's giving birth.
Oh, of course. Actually, she was drinking, you were drinking beers with me last night, trying to get that fucking baby up. So, I was going to give you the drinking bro out of the week until you got sass mouth with me.
Oh, well. Yeah.
It takes a strong lady to come on Drinking Bros podcast and during
she
contractions.
Sass mouth.
Right.
Yeah. And sass. You were really sweat. Like, this is real. You were really sweating. And I just want to say I love you so much.
Oh, thank you, buddy.
From the bottom of my heart.
Oh, man. Thanks, buddy.
I love you, too.
I heard the sincerity in Ross's voice there, but God, she just shot that one down.
She is already on that horse farm.
Yeah.
Just like,
I'm already in Colorado.
You
got it,
can buddy. You hang out with JT a little more because it's more likely to kill you?
Hey, why don't you go down to Travis Pastrana's house a little bit more?
Go hang with JT. I heard he's jumping a razor. You should be in on that.
You can jump that, you fucking pussy. Come on.
You wait. All you have to do is check Twitter or TMZ. When Goldie Hawn passes, no, that's the day that Jesse leaves the house. Mm-hmm. That's it. She's gone, and that's...
I'm off to Colorado to live my dream.
I just like the vision of Jesse, you know, wheeling you into the room and unplugging your wheelchair and forcing you to cuckold, just fucking forcing it. And like, you had a severe injury.
Yeah.
Watch this.
I just want you to watch, you piece of shit.
I got something I'm going to show you, and it is going to blow your mind.
Oh. Listen, also, Russell is 67 right now, you guys.
How old
is he?
So we gotta take Ross out quick there, Jeff.
Yeah.
He's got some boner pills on him. You know that, guys.
He will when I get there.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Hey, Jesse, I can hook you up with my supplier of Rhino 6-9 and Ropex.
Oh, yes. I think I met
Trust
your supplier.
Trust me, that Ropex will change your life.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We did meet your supplier, Jared. Remember the live show we did in Wilmington with you? That guy was on Rhino 69 and just pinging.
And Ropex.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Ropex.
Yeah.
No,
you're talking
gym.
Going from 3 to like 12.
Yeah, 12 ropes.
Those numbers are not like a thing that I understand.
I know. I was actually trying to act 12. Like I knew, but yeah. Like,
12 ropes.
A quick 3 spurt.
Okay,
or
okay.
12.
Wow, okay. All right.
Yeah. Ropex.
Ropex.
I recommend it.
All right.
And we are not sponsored by Ropex.
We're not.
It's just
we should be.
You know?
Just so you know.
That Ropex, you fucking put a map of Hawaii up on your wall.
He tests his mega ejaculate coagulants through Dave, and he has Dave test them all first and film video of Dave roping all
slow
over
motion.
Items, just playing Spider-Man on camera, just. Okay,
that's
a good one.
I prefer to have Dave just rope into a oscillating fan that I'm sitting in front of.
Oh, boy. I am so happy to be here.
Bronco, his dog, is just quietly cleaning himself in the corner. Dave's roping off into a fan that's flying off into Jared's face.
I'd like for there to be a baby calf in the room that you just rope in the calf.
Oh gosh, like a lasso. Like, okay.
There's like a recurring episode of How It's Made running in the
can
background.
We do this? Is this a Ropex ad? Like, this is like,
oh my
Dave
God,
takes
you have
Ropex,
to do it, Jared.
Just launches into a fan into my face. And it just says, Drinking Bros. Ropex.
Ropex.
That How It's Made episode playing in the background on how bolts are made is just like
bing, bing,
adding to this whole thing.
The music,
it's just so fucking weird.
Boom, doo, doo, yeah. Boom, doo, doo, doo. And then the bolts go through this conveyor belt.
Dave's just so like quietly confident in what he's doing is right.
It's religious.
Oh, Dave, don't shake your head over there. You just probably bought yourself a job for another 6 months as the rope instructor.
Oh, the old rope instructor.
We're going to let Jesse get at it. We got to go to the hospital, like, for real.
We're done. We're done. We're at 51, yes. My friend.
For Evan Afer, Jerry Taylor, Jesse Weiss, Patterson. We're going to the hospital, everybody. Good night.
Good night. Good night.